when we finished the album, we showed the album to all the major labels. It was, oh, you know, we have a commercial thing. And everyone was like,
yeah, the album so became like an irony on ourselves. Like, this is where we this is really commercial. And at the end, it's like, it's really alternative. You know, there's no, like, we're like, okay, that was a very good joke on ourselves.
Los Amigos Invisibles redefined the idea of Latin alternative music when they formed 20 years ago. They took elements from the rock world, the dance world, and threw in some funk, disco, and acid jazz, too. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Los Amigos Invisibles emerged from Caracas, Venezuela in the early 90s. They played dance music that wasn't salsa or merengue, and they did it with a lot of instruments you'd find in any rock group, plus a whole lot of percussion. Throughout the years, they were considered alternative because they didn't fit into any one genre. In 2009, Los Amigos decided to create a set of songs that fit all the parameters of commercial music, and they named the album Commercial. Now, they've got a new album out called Not So Commercial, and I got to ask them where the title came from.
The idea was, like, we made all these tracks that we did in that time, but the idea was to make a commercial, like, really tight album, under 50 minutes, 330 songs, like, that kind of, like, really catchy chorus and stuff. And we did record everything. Like, the policy was, okay, let's do everything, and let's see how it fits in the record. And in these songs, they're not so commercial, were not, like, ready. I mean, they made the record like more sloppy and stuff. Mm-hmm. So we made commercial, but after a while we were like, oh, these tracks are great, we should, like, just, like, you know, put them out somewhere. And then Nacional jumped into the idea of making another release album called like it was, like, by its name, like, these tracks were not so commercial.
I love the honesty of it. Commercial, not so commercial.
Yeah, when we started making commercials, like, we need to make a commercial album, like, you know, more, as I said, like, more catchy chords, more commercial, like, well, let's call it commercial, you know, we're not fooling everybody.
Oye, menena, sigo pensando que si vale la pena, esto que siento sigue vivo en mis venas. He decidido no sufrir la condena, no, 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 de no tenerte cerca. Y mírame, nena, con la forma de tenerte cerquita, tu sabor ya no se me quita. Yo pretendo darte lo que tu cuerpo necesita. Nena mía, ven pa' acá para ponerte a gozar. Oye, y ahí nada más. Óyeme, nena, yo sé que piensas que esto es bien complicado y que prefieres caminar por tu lado.
You guys started out in Caracas, your hometown. Now many of you live here in New York, or?
Yeah, usually, like, we came all together here at 2001 to move to New York, and then and 2000.
You picked a crazy year to move to New York,
yeah,
2001, man.
It was a great year, though. Yeah, I mean, like, yeah. For different reasons, but, like, it was a definitely, like, unforgettable year for a lot of people. And but yeah, after, like, 7 years living here, some of us, like, started moving to Miami. Armando's now living in Mexico as well, and, you know, we're spread out, but, like, since we, like, play every weekend, like, we see each other and we play, so we don't really feel the miss.
Paso el día delirando con tu amor, alucinando, por el cielo voy volando. Ay, ya no sé qué tanto esperas, puedo darte mil maneras para que tú por fin me quieras. Y voy loco por tu amor. Y voy loco por tu amor. Y voy loco por tu amor. Y voy loco.
Los Amigos Invisibles, playing live in Studio A. Their new album is called Not So Commercial. Take 5, produced today by Paul Chufo. Check out the complete interview online anytime at WFUV.org.